Welcome to Vespers, everyone. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden. We're going to be using the red hymnals, which can be found on the racks by the entrance there where the candle is burning, also against the wall there on the east end. And our Vespers service tonight will be led by our pastoral intern, Anders Peterson. The Lord be with you. Tonight, we gather together to explore, to question, and deepen our awareness of Jesus' relationship with God, with the world, and with us. Since the first days of Christianity, people have pondered how the work and person of Jesus Christ brought reconciliation and salvation to the world, continually asking the question of just how Jesus saves. What is important and surely good news is that there is no official established dogma or authoritative teachings that answers this question, but rather a variety of options and opinions within Christianity. Tonight, you are invited to confront, to theologize, experience, uplift, reject, and prayerfully consider a few of the many avenues which claim Jesus as Savior by meditating upon Scripture and hymnody, knowing there isn't a single answer to how Jesus saves. Embrace the role of theologian tonight and pay specially close attention to the words that you hear, the words that you read, and the words that you sing, and know that exploring the question of how Jesus saves is intrinsically connected to a second question. What is Jesus saving us from?
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, the 5th chapter. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely then, now that we have been justified by his blood, we will be saved through him from the wrath of God. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, we will be saved by his life. The word of God. We now sing together hymn 337, verses 1 through 5. And that's up here if you need a look.
Thank you. This is a reading from the book of Hebrews. Since, therefore, the children share flesh and blood, Jesus himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. The word of God. And now please join in singing hymn number 504, verses 1, 2, and 3.
A reading from the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. The word of God. We'll join together in singing hymn 655, verses 1, 2, and 4.
Thank you.
A reading from chapter 1 of the Gospel according to Mark. Now after John the Baptist was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The word of God. Now join us in singing hymn 431, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Let us close in a word of prayer together. God, we give you thanks that you are a great God and a God of mystery, that you are a salvific God, a God of salvation. As we continue to encounter the life of your Son in this world, help us to see that there are many ways in which we can encounter Christ the Savior, and that there are also places for us to let go of and even reject a Savior that we cannot call our Savior. You are a gracious God, a God of love, and that we know and that we can trust. And for that, we are ever grateful. We pray these things knowing that your Son is a Savior. Amen. On May 18th, the Pacific Lutheran Theological Seminary class of 2012 graduated, but our pastoral intern, Anders Peterson, was unable to attend. Aww. Anders, please rise and don your academic robes. Perspicacity, patience, and profound presence of personal perseverance. Anders, you have completed the concomitant commitments contingent on your cohort of colleagues who celebrated commencement ceremonies with a conferral of collegial clothing. Therefore, forthwith, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Master of Divinity and the hood of that degree. With all its rights, privileges, responsibilities, and obligations appertaining hereunto. Quid pro quo quod erat demonstratum. As a candidate for ordained ministry in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, you have also been approved for ordination. So receive upon your forehead the official seal of that approval. Gentlemen here gathered, I present to you the Pacific Lutheran Theological Seminary Holden Village class of 2012. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.